This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, June 16, and these are the headlines. President Rodrigo R. Duterte on Monday night extended until June 30 the modified enhanced community quarantine classification of the city due to the surging COVID-19 cases. Earlier this month, Mayor Sara Duterte appealed to the national government to place the city under MECQ until the end of the month, but the Interagency Task Force approved an MECQ only until June 20. On Monday, June 14, the Regional Office of the Health Department reported that of the 481 new cases in the region, 163 of them were from the city, 117 from Davao del Sur, 109 from Davao del Norte, 51 from Davao de Oro, 30 from Davao Oriental, and 11 from Davao Occidental. In another development, members of the Philippine Press Institute re-elected four of their national officers during the annual members' meetings and regional press forums, which were held via Zoom on June 7, 9, and 11. Among those re-elected were Chair of the Board and President Rolando Estabillo of Manila Standard and Mindanao Times Editor-in-Chief Amalia Bandiola Cabusao as Vice President. Cabusao and Mindanao Observer publisher Adrian Amato were also re-elected as trustees for Mindanao. In business, the special hearing panel of the Securities and Exchange Commission has revoked the license of Venture Securities Incorporated and imposed penalties of about 32 million pesos against itself and its officers for the fraudulent transfer of client shares from RNL Investments Incorporated. The SEC's special hearing panel, in a June 11 decision, found acts and omissions on the part of VSI and its officers that have indispensably contributed to, if they had not been the proximate cause of the losses incurred by the clients of RNL. In November 2019, the SEC ordered the Capital Markets Integrity Corporation to take over the operations of RNL following the discovery of unauthorized transfers of shares to the account of a certain Julieto Sulapas in VSI. In sports, about 100 entries are expected to join the two-day 2021 Association for the Advancement of Karate Do Davao Region 11 Directors Cup E-Kata and E-Phantom that opens on June 26. The Karate Pilipinas Sports Federation Incorporated sanctioned online tournament will be open to all clubs nationwide, and among those expected to join are AAK Davao mainstays Helena So, Viris Edelweiss Krebs, Aldrin Solon, John Philip Cagandahan, Stephen James Cartagena, Julian Ambrose Ramirez, and Sofia Fernal. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. This is John Lebelos bringing you the headlines.